Well, Cairn, Donegal flying high at the top of the Division 2 and on course for a place in the semi-finals, facing Clare this weekend. And what is a table topper and possibly your biggest challenge?
Yeah, definitely the biggest challenge so far anyway, Tom. I suppose you wouldn't have been looking at Clare maybe from the start of the league. You wouldn't have been looking at them as a top four team, but they're top along with us, and they've beat Cavan, who we would have considered as our biggest opponents probably, along with Westmeath. So yeah, it's a big one this weekend, and I must need one too. Yeah.
Yeah. Nevertheless, Donegal going well. What, 3 wins so far? Obviously, when you're top of the table, you're going well. But the one thing that strikes me is that it's very much a changed team every week. A lot of players used already.
Yeah, and I suppose it gives you that opportunity when the game's kind of, I suppose in one sense they haven't been too close. The first game against Westmeath was the tightest game we've had. Sligo was we were a wee bit more comfortable, so it gives you the opportunity to kind of to show, I suppose it gives the rest of the guys a wee bit of game time, you know, and that's the beauty, I suppose, about Division 2. Maybe if you're in Division 1, you mightn't have that luxury, you know, to kind of breed new and younger players. So, it's been good, I suppose, with injury and that too. We haven't been able maybe to keep the same team. So, we have a good panel there this year again. So we're building from last year.
And tell me, obviously last year was flew through the division and got to the final and then obviously lost out to Armagh. Is it different this year?
In some sense, I suppose we're not getting as excited as we would have been last year. When you're winning every game and you're thinking you're kind of building nicely, we probably focused too much on kind of topping the table last year maybe, and maybe finishing kind of first or second. We were solely focused on that last year. This year I think it's just about securing the top four spot and then kind of slowly building towards the final. I think we probably focused too much last year on trying to finish outright in the league, and we done that. And then we won 9 games and still never got out of the division, which is very disappointing from our point of view. I think that was a huge kind of wake up call for us last year after the league final. Things were pretty miserable, thinking that, you know, we've one chance to get out of the league, and it was that day, and we didn't do it. And
it looks like you maybe even have a semi final place already under your belt. So what's the approach for tomorrow's game?
We still obviously want to go out and win them. You never ever go out kind of with an experimentary side or anything. You'd still want to be going out and winning the game. The top four finish is very important, obviously, to us. But where you finish in the table, whether it's fourth, third, depends who you play kind of next. So while you mightn't be overly focused on finishing top, you still want to get into a good position, I suppose, for playoffs and that. So obviously we'd be going out to win the game, and it gives you an idea of where you're at too. We kind of need a good challenge now this weekend, and I know Clare are going to give it to us, so it'll be interesting to see where we sit after Sunday. You know,
yeah.
3 games left yet with Kildare, Cavan, and Clare, so we've a lot of big hitters left yet. Yeah.
Having said that, a win tomorrow against Clare, and you're automatically looking at a semi-final.
Yeah, that's it. That's the reality, and you'll be going out to. Obviously, we want to be competitive, and we know what. Clare, I suppose, are a very pacey team and they have a lot of players back, so it's going to be a huge challenge for us. But again, you kind of need that. You need that challenge too somewhere along the way. So, and not by any means that I knew, as Westmeath gave it to us too the first day, and Sligo was by no means easy. So, we've had enough of a challenge, but Clare are going to give us a different one this Sunday for sure.